Let Me See Jim. And folks, thank you so much for calling in and hanging on. We will get your questions in, but it'll probably be after the top of the hour. I'm sorry. Anyway, Jim, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, Dr. Wright, thank you for taking my call. I like your show a lot. I've got three questions on different things. The first one is adrenal support, adrenal glands. I've been taking the pantothenic acid, which is vitamin B5.
Yeah.
Is that a good stabilizer for my adrenal glands?
Oh, in fact, it's the essential B vitamin for the adrenal glands. A lot of work over in England about that, and people are sometimes asked to take several grams a day. It does appear to be quite safe, but yes. Now, that doesn't mean it shouldn't be backed up by the rest of the B complex. Of course it should, but that one should be kind of out of proportion to the others for the adrenals.
Oh, and then a B complex of like Shaklee's or a good B complex at the super supplements or Marlene's. I see what you're talking about.
Right. Now, yeah. Don't forget vitamin C. There's more vitamin C in adrenal glands than anywhere else in the whole doggone body, and that was discovered long ago. So we got to have as much vitamin C as our bowels will allow us to assimilate if we're going to strengthen.
Oh, I do. I got C500 milligrams with rose hips. Mm-hmm. Bioflavonoid, so I'm good there. Second question, my sir, is this. I've been diagnosed with bipolar disease, and they recommended three 150 milligrams three times a day. I thought that was a little bit much.
Sir, we've got to go after the top of the hour, I'm told, but you'll definitely get a better answer than that as soon as that top of the hour stuff is done. Hang in there. Okay, we'll turn down the violins and get right back to things. Let's see, is Jim still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Wright.
Jim.
I know there's other people on the line, so I'll go quick. I'm 66 years old, going to be 67 in July, and kind of a history of different switching jobs, this, that, and the other, and not very much patience. So the lithium, I can either take the 5 milligrams lithium orotate or the 150 milligrams. How much lithium should I take at my age, going to be 67, before I should get probably kidney damage?
Now, did you say bipolar, sir?
Yeah, bipolar.
Okay. In that case, get out your pencil if you haven't got it already. Please go to all the W's, www.truehope.com. That's truehope.com.
Got it right here with my pencil.
Now, the reason you need that, sir, is that they talk about a product there which the training psychiatrist for Harvard University testified under oath in a court trial. He testified under oath that in his experience, 80% of all bipolar diagnosed individuals were completely controlled by the use of the product you'll find at this website. I'm not kidding you. Now, why did he have to testify in court to that? Because the manufacturers of this particular combination supplement were being persecuted by the Canadian authorities because at the time it was illegal to sell anything for mental health except for patent medicines. So they took him to court. And the judge actually had some good sense and dismissed the whole thing. He said, this thing works. What are you doing going after them? Now, since then, you'll find at the website that there are research publications by 15 universities, 49 independent researchers. You can download the summary of all the research. You can read about it all you want. And there's no way you can hurt your kidneys with this stuff, sir. And it works in 80% of those who try it. Now,
I'll go to that website. I have a real good computer.
Good.
But they don't use lithium, is what you're saying.
They don't need any lithium. They don't need any lithium.
Oh, okay.
It just works, sir. Now, again, 20% it doesn't work. And if it doesn't, all right, you've got to turn to some lithium. So just to answer that question, Dr. David Horowitz, not David Horowitz, I'm very sorry, Horobin, taught us all that we could protect ourselves against lithium toxicity by the use of large quantities of essential fatty acids. I worked back in the day with a psychiatrist who, on the sly, sent people to nutritional medicine doctors because he found it helped. And he sent two people over who were in, I'm not kidding, lithium toxicity, early stages. Their blood pressure was starting to go up because of the kidneys and so mm-hmm. forth. But they couldn't get off the medicine, the lithium, because they would go into mm-hmm. severe depression and want to kill themselves. All right, so what do? We had them take a tablespoon of cod liver oil at one time during the day and a tablespoon
cod liver
of
oil. Got it.
Cod liver oil, and the other time of day, a tablespoon of flax oil, and bring some vitamin E in with that, like I'm always talking about. And they came out of their lithium toxicity, sir, and they've been on their lithium ever since, as far as I know.
Yes, sir. What about omega-3 fish oil?
Well, there you go. That'll do it.
That's like, real good. And those are all fatty acids, 1, 2, 3, 4 of those. Got it right?
Well, except for the vitamin E, of course. You're right.
Yeah. The other one. Okay, here's my other one. Lovastatin. I was a little bit, went to take a physical, and it was a little bit cholesterol, a little bit high, and so large dose of lovastatin. Lovastatin, I know, causes side effects. So
yes,
I want to go to... I want to go to red yeast rice extract. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you to go somewhere else, sir. And I'm sorry, I'm not being nasty. Go to the blood bank. The studies on statins are that the best they can do is reduce cardiovascular mortality by 5-4%, something like that. There are two studies out there that show that blood donation a couple times a year reduce cardiovascular risk events by 45% in one study, sir, and in the other study was 88%, and you can't do that well with the statin. So when people tell me about their cholesterol, I'll tell them, well, that's interesting, but what if you can get down your cardiovascular risk by those percentages, and here's the studies. So go to the blood bank a couple times a year.
Cascade blood bank and donate blood, yeah?
That's all it takes.
Yeah, amazing, yeah.
Okay, sir.
Okay,
yes,
now red yeast rice is that pretty good stuff at the health store?
Yes, it is pretty good stuff, and if you want to use it, go for it. Won't hurt anything. But me, I go to the blood bank myself.
Oh, okay. That's personally what you do. Thank you so much, sir. You has helped me immensely. Thank you very much. I'll go to that website.
Okay, please do. TrueHope.com.